I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
I went to Pakistan as a one-year missionary on a short-term mission trip for a year when I was 18. And my doubt started when I encountered a Muslim country that was behaving better than I was. And so in my day-to-day running, I know we hear lots of bad things about Pakistan, and quite frankly, they're a little bit overblown. You know, there are pockets of violence. It's like the city of Chicago I live in. There are some bad neighborhoods here, but you wouldn't run down all of Chicago because of that. And Pakistan was like that. In my experience, I was there as a missionary, and I thought being a missionary meant outbehaving them. Mm. And so I was trying to be as nice as possible, and quite frankly, they were being nicer. They were giving me their last chicken that they had saved, and were giving it to me for meals. So that was kind of how the doubt started in my late teens. And then I went to an undergraduate school where I come from a conservative biblical foundation, which I still hold to now. But I was being taught by people in a Christian school, in an Anglican school, who didn't believe actually in a transcendent God. And my main lecturer was a lesbian Catholic. And it was she who, when I was trying to defend some of my ideas, just in an open forum, just shouted out across the room, "Well, you're a moron, and nobody believes that kind of stuff anymore." And would actually try to single me out in classes for my beliefs and just go after me. So that's kind of how the beliefs were challenged, and that's how the doubts arrived.
So why is doubt such a common issue, not just for 20-somethings, but just a common mm-hmm. issue for people of faith? And why is it not okay to doubt? Mm-hmm. How do you discuss this with your students, both of you?
I think doubt is really common. I think partly it's the process of spiritual growth. I think partly it can be a healthy piece of, you know, the journey and a part of kind of owning your faith. And a lot of that does happen in our late teens and in our 20s, where, you know, our faith has to go from being something we were told to believe to something that we own and something that we can articulate for ourselves, something that we have, you know, has been tested and tried. And so when we talk to our students at Moody, you know, some of them do experience different pieces of doubt. It can look different. They can doubt different things about God and about the faith. And sometimes it's the very existence of God. Sometimes it's just his love for them. But we encourage them, I think, in part, not to ignore those thoughts and to articulate them and to acknowledge them and to enter into conversation with trusted people.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.